With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Russia's long-running war in Ukraine could be closer to an end following weekend talks in Geneva. Secretary of State Rubio is pointing to substantial progress toward ending the bloodshed.
Following talks with Ukrainian officials in Switzerland on Sunday, Rubio came away feeling very optimistic.
We've had probably the most productive and meaningful meeting so far in this entire process since we've been involved in from the beginning. We have a very good work product that was already built on a foundation of input from all the relative parties involved here, and we were able to go through some of those items now, point by point.
President Trump has given Ukraine a deadline of Thanksgiving to accept a 28-point peace plan. It's a proposal that many Western allies of Ukraine have said favors Russia.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Israel is warning the Iran-backed terror group Hezbollah against rearming and rebuilding. The warning comes after Israel struck Lebanon's capital, Beirut, for the first time since June, saying it killed Hezbollah's chief of staff. Affordability is a watchword following Democrat gains in the recent elections. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says GOP leaders must clearly lay out their plans for reining in rising prices, putting a squeeze on Americans' budgets.
Mike Johnson is the speaker and Leader Thune is the Senate leader. This is a very tough conversation, but if we don't lead on this, Democrats will beat us over the head on affordability, whether it's housing, groceries, or health care, going into the midterms.
McGuire on the Salem Radio Network. Forecasters say two-thirds of the country could experience some kind of unsettled weather during this busy Thanksgiving travel week. Some places could get snow, others rain, along with the possibility of high winds, even some thunderstorms. On Wall Street, Dow futures 63 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are up 167. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist pastors are asked about salvation.
Lifeway Research has been asking SBC clergymen how often they urge people in their congregations to accept Christ. 74% of respondents say they give a gospel invitation every single Sunday when they preach. 11% say they do it several times a month, and 3% say they make the invitation about once a month. SBC spokesman Steve Parr says, quote, Southern Baptist pastors on the whole firmly believe in the power of the gospel, the responsibility of sharing the gospel, and the importance of offering a time for a response. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion is again illegal in North Dakota after the state Supreme Court rejected a judge's ruling that struck down the state's ban. The law makes it a felony for anyone to perform an abortion, though it specifically protects mothers from prosecution. Doctors could be prosecuted and penalized by as much as 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. This is SRN News. Bird flu and another disease have shrunk the U.S. turkey population to a 40-year low this year. Wholesale turkey prices expected to be up more than 40% as a result. A vintage blue VW bus that survived last January's California wildfires has made a shiny reappearance at the L.A. Auto Show, a testament to months of painstaking heat damage restoration.
At first, owner Megan Weinrod thought her 1977 Type 2 microbus named Azul was a goner.
We got text messages, pictures that it survived, and then that one photo went viral.
Volkswagen technician Farlin Robertson says the VW had smoke damage, blistered paint, rust, and a busted window.
I'm definitely throwing my hat in the ring to help out here.
Weinrob says she hopes her restored Volkswagen represents hope for people who lost things in the fire. I'm Donna Warder.
More details, SRNNews.com.